Roth, medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with either Dr. Randall or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift at Strand Urgent Care in Carolina Forest. Today we're going to be talking about the flu. You may have heard earlier this morning, I did a story about the number of people in South Carolina that have tested positive for this date for the flu. Last year, on this date, or whatever date it was recently they did this study, the number of people in South Carolina who had tested positive for the flu, 159. This year, 223 people, so a fairly significant increase in the amount of South Carolinians that tested positive for the flu. And the worst news about it all is Horry County has had the most positive tests. So we've talked about it before. We want to talk about it a little bit now. Good morning, Dr. Vandegrift.
Good morning.
Now, we all know, we start doing these shows in the fall, that the holiday season is when the flu really gets passed around. People getting together for the holidays, and then the schools come back. It's cold weather. Everybody's back in the house. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says only 40% of people have been vaccinated so far this season. Now, I know a lot of people like to try to do things that probably don't have any bad effects, like taking extra vitamin C and drinking orange juice and all this kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, you need to get the vaccination. Why do you think that so few people are getting vaccinated for the flu this year?
Well, it's a couple of reasons. Last year, the flu vaccine was not very effective. So that was highly publicized. I think the statistics said maybe only 30% effective last year. Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit of that hangover effect from a year ago where people said, oh, I got the flu shot last year, and it really wasn't even good. So why would I want to get it this year? But the second reason is the fear. People still are afraid that vaccines either make you sick, or now I'm starting to hear this conspiracy theory that the government's doing some strange things and trying to manipulate. And so, I mean, it's just crazy talk. It's very frustrating from a medical side, the anti-vaccinators out there that come up with new ideas of scaring people. And that's all it is. It's scare tactics.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that this is not a fake news program. So you're getting it truthfully from the doctor who's reporting what he's hearing from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And I know that these anti-vaxxers are out there, and they do, you know, they're also the folks who probably think that the chemtrails in the sky are doing something to us as well. But I mean, we're talking about something that could end up leaving somebody dead when it could easily have been prevented.
Absolutely. It kills thousands of people every year.
It's an amazing thing. So I've really gotten over the years, we've been doing this thing for, I don't know, maybe a decade now, and I've really learned so much from it. But one of the main things I've learned is why we have this discrepancy in the truth about the flu vaccines. And let's go over that one more time, especially since there's so much misinformation coming out. Only 40% of the folks here have gotten vaccinated. Now, the vaccines change from year to year because there's different strains of flu. Dr. Vandegrift, you just mentioned last year that the strains that were made available, they have to try to guess. They have to try to predict what to put in the flu vaccine. Last year, they weren't so good. They only 30% effective, according to what we've heard. And so somebody gets a flu shot, and this could have happened back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And later on, they catch the flu because it's a different strain that they're vaccinated for, but they blame the flu shot. Is that accurate?
No, that's absolutely true. So at the end of last year, they look at the strains of the flu that are most prominent. Because there's so many vaccines that have to be produced every year, they can't wait until the flu season to initially start those vaccinations. So they make the vaccines based on the flu that was prevalent at the end of the last season, because most of the time that's going to be the most prevalent flu strain for the next season. But then every few years, there's going to be a mutation in the flu virus, and this is why you have to get a flu shot every year. There's a mutation in the flu virus, and so we have to change our vaccines. And so by the time the flu season hits full force, you know, we already have to have a vaccine present, because it takes 2 weeks before the vaccine will build up immunity in your system. So you don't want to wait till the flu's everywhere and then get your vaccine. But it is still time to get vaccines because, as you said, I mean, we're just now starting to hit the ramping up of the flu season right now, and this is going to protect you into the spring. And oftentimes we still see flu into spring and into April a lot of times. So what I recommend to my patients is waiting to get their vaccine until around October or even November, unless there's an early flu outbreak, which we really haven't had. Now, there is flu in the area. I spoke with a physician in Conway who said he's seeing about 3 or 4 flu cases a day. So it's definitely in this area, and you need to do the things to protect yourself. You know, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Did I say wash your hands?
Say it one more time. Soap and do it well.
Wash your hands with soap and water, and that will help prevent you from getting the flu. When you go to the grocery store, use the wipes. I mean, those are all little things that you can do to protect yourself.
Now,
if you're sick, cover your cough. That's the most important thing to prevent the spread from other people.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a situation where, you know, you can, if you have the flu, you can do a great deal of good for your community and your friends and family by trying to limit your exposure to them. And it is spread through the air. Is that right? I mean, it can be spread through surfaces, too. But when you sneeze, when you cough, that's when the germs are being projected out into society.
Correct.
All right. Yep. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you brought this up, but let's make it clear. Because of the mutations, because there's so many different flus, there is never going to be, at least at this point in our medical capability, a single year in which the flu vaccine will be able to entirely prevent you from catching all strains of the flu. Is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, with all vaccines, there is never 100% immunity given any vaccine. There's always going to be someone out there that has that chance that they did not get immune from the vaccine. So there is absolutely no vaccine out there that is 100%. The flu virus is a little bit harder because it does mutate. But even the best vaccines, there's somebody out there that didn't respond to the measles vaccine. There's somebody out there that didn't respond to the tetanus. There's always somebody out there that's not going to respond. But the thing that you got to remember is not every cough is the flu. So a lot of people get sick, and some of these viruses that we deal with this time of year are very much like the flu. They give you the fever. They make you feel terrible, but it doesn't last for very long. Maybe that lasts for 5 to 7 days. The flu will make you feel like that for 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's no such thing as the 24-hour flu.
And the difference here also is the flu is usually sudden onset. So you felt fine when you went to bed last night. You woke up that morning and felt like you just got run over by a train. Or you woke up and started your day, and then by the afternoon you just felt terrible. So a cold is going to be slowly progressing over 2 to 3 days versus the flu that just hits you out of nowhere, has the high fevers, the body aches, the chills, the cold symptoms of the cough and congestion and runny nose. And it's important if you have those symptoms to go ahead and see your doctor, because they can start the flu medicine and help to decrease the length of the time that you're sick. If you wait 2 or 3 days before you come in, then you have less chance that flu medicine is going to work for you.
You brought up a good point, and you know, we're human beings. When we're feeling bad, we definitely want sympathy and we want attention when we want help. But it doesn't have to be somebody catching a virus and calling the flu. You know, a lot of people, they just get a bad cold, or you know, possibly even a respiratory infection, and they call it the flu. And they may say to their friends, "Well, I got the flu vaccine, but I got the flu." And it may not be the flu that they have indeed. One of my coworkers just this week told me he got some symptoms, went to the doctor and said, "I think I need some antibiotics." So the doctor does all the tests and he goes, "Well, you don't need antibiotics. You know, you've got allergies," or whatever it was. A lot of folks don't realize that there's different cures for different ills, and that just because if you have a respiratory infection, you probably need an antibiotic. But if you're just dealing with bad, and I have been dealing with some bad fall allergies over the past couple of weeks with all these temperature changes and rains, it's best to listen to your doctor, because you don't want to take antibiotics when you don't have to, because your body, you can build up a tolerance to it.
That's right, and most of what I'm seeing is not bacterial. Most of what I'm seeing is viral, and there's not an antibiotic in this world that's going to help a virus.
There you go. All right, folks, so again, the takeaway with this, the vaccines will help you, could save your life, could save your kid's life, your parents' life. Other than that, wash your hands with soap and hot water. Wash them well. Use those little alcohol gels. Cleanse your hands, especially when you go into the grocery store. I do a piece on this every year when the flu season comes. The places you don't think about that you can catch the flu, and that's grocery store carts. Now you see those little gel packs and those wipes that are disinfectants. You know, elevator buttons. I mean, it's just, it really could be anywhere when you go out into public. So be aware of that, because you don't want to, you don't want to get the flu, because as Dr. Vandergriff says, that is the difference between the cold and the flu. You'll feel like a train hit you. The flu is nothing to joke about. And we've had the flu vaccine now for, over a month now, and you still have it at your location there at Strand Urgent Care. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We still have time to get the flu shots. We are not out of our supply. The pharmacies all still have their supplies. And even if you don't get it until January, you still have the ability to get the coverage.
All right, folks. If you want to stop by, you don't need an appointment at Strand Urgent Care. Carolina Forest, they're located right there on International Drive, kind of behind, you know where the McDonald's is on International Drive, kind of right behind that. Or you can call them 843-945-3030, 945-3030. Dr. Vandergriff, great show, very timely show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I just want to mention our holiday hours is going to be closed on Christmas Day, and we're open Christmas Eve until 2 p.m.
All righty. And also a reminder that these shows are available in podcast form at the South Strand Internist website, which you can link to from our website, WEZV.com. More music coming up next. Stay with us here on EZ.
This is the McLeod Health Medical Minute. Dr. Christopher Cunningham, McLeod Vascular Surgeon.
Peripheral artery disease is a life and limb-threatening condition that affects millions of Americans. PAD occurs when plaque builds up in the arteries that carry blood to the legs. At McLeod, we're pleased to offer the first peripheral drug-coated balloon used to reopen blocked arteries in the legs as a result of PAD. The balloon is coated on its outer surface with a medicine designed to prevent recurrent narrowing of the arteries. When the balloon is expanded, the medication transfers to the wall of the artery. When the balloon is removed, the medicine remains, working to promote healthy remodeling of the artery. Here at McLeod, we are committed to bringing innovations in care to our patients, and we are proud to be the first hospital in the state to offer this new, exciting, advanced treatment option for our wonderful patients.
For more information on this topic, visit McLeodHealth.org.
I'm making a list and checking it twice to find out who doesn't have HTC Connect at home. No, this isn't safe.